Hey, this is K-Punk number 164. I got a great show lined up, a bunch of great stuff for the next 45 minutes or so. So let's kick it off with Jawbreaker and Want. Jawbreaker with Want, and I was lucky enough to see them at Riot Fest a few weeks ago, and they were really, really good. It was a really great show. So glad I got to go see them. Next up, I've got Miracle off the new Needles and Pins album called Goodnight Tomorrow. Really great album. Here's the song Miracle.
Cause fight for the life that crawls to the coast.
Miracle by Needles Pens. Really good album, Good Night Tomorrow. Check it out. Here's also the Zatopeks off of their new album. This is their song called Turkish Bread Chronicle.
Smokes a joint down at the bus stop for that cute German girl with dreads. Took my seat, it's nearly 2 a.m. A few more breaks out there. Greek girl sitting next to me. We ate Turkish bread and talked about the European Union. Debate on the Greek economy. She says shit. And though she says shit, she put her head upon my shoulder. Yeah, we drifted up to sleep before you realize everyone is gone. The building is empty, the lights are still on. Dark into the morning. Goodbye to set. What am I left with? A broken heart. And enough of this, I'll be too Turkish bread. She told me about her life in Greece, society built around debate. Sat the German for the manor, hope this bus will be delayed. Sit around just dodging work exactly like we do at home. Just remember, boy, that Athens is much prettier than Rome. And before you realise, everyone is gone. The buildings are empty, the lights they're still on. Walk into the morning when goodbyes are said. But what am I left with? Yeah, before I realise, the Greek girl, she's gone. The bus is nearly empty, the lights are coming on. Disembarks in Amsterdam, the goodbyes they said. I take another bite of this delicious Turkish bread.
Yeah, that was Turkish Bread Chronicle by the Zatopeks off their new album. And let's see. I've got a Burmese band here. Some of you might be following the news coming out of Myanmar about some really atrocious human rights violations against the Muslim minority group there. What might not be clear is that this has been going on for years and years. There's a kind of a nationalist movement within Myanmar led by Buddhist monks called 969, which is basically a kind of a nationalist, almost, well, it's not almost, it's an anti-Muslim, anti-minority movement. It's been going for years, and some of the most vocal opponents to that kind of fascist nationalism, ethnic cleansing in Myanmar are actually the Burmese punks. Here's a song from the band Rebel Riot many years ago. I think it's at least 6 years ago. And so this is their song, Stop Racism Against 969, Fuck Fascist Monks. This is Rebel Riot.
Fascism! Fuck! Fascism! Stop! Racism!
that was the great Burmese punk band Rebel Riot with Stop Racism Against 969, Fuck Fascist Monks. Great stuff. Great. There's a great scene in Myanmar, formerly Burma, of punks. And I'll play you another. This is a Burmese punk band, No U-Turn, and I can't even pronounce Lathaya Shar Tadnaya Yar is the name of the song. I just butchered it, but they kick ass. This is No U-Turn. Burmese band, No U-Turn. Before that was the other another Burmese band, Rebel Riot. Both great bands. There's such a great punk scene in Myanmar. So check it out. Great, great stuff. There's also a new album by the Dopamines called Tales of Interest. And you know I love the Dopamines. And there's so many great songs on that new album. But I'm going to play perhaps the best. This is their song, Ire.
It's a shame that this couldn't work out. It's a shame that you think I'll no longer be around. That is a crying shame that you would alter ego by the head of another. I guess I could have been a better lover. And I can't think of a better way to spit it right.
Yeah, that was Ire by the Dopamines off the new album Tales of Interest. And I interviewed Dopamines for Razor Cake a couple of years ago, and they're just a great, fun-loving bunch of guys, really funny guys that make really angry music. Tales of Interest, the new album, it's an angry album. It's so good, but it's also so visceral. Speaking of angry bands, Wire is another band that I think just produces some really great angry songs. And I know it's kind of crazy, but I actually like and listen to more of the stuff that Wire's put out in the last, say, decade than their first decade, which I know makes me a little bit unusual. I think Pink Flag's a great album, but I think they've been putting out some great stuff. And every album they put out always has one great fuck you song on it. And Red Bark Tree, which came out a few years ago, the opening song is one of their better fuck you songs. This is it. This is called Please Take. Yeah, that was Wire with Please Take off their album Red Bark Tree, which is a great album. I'm a big fan of that album. I'm a big fan of a bunch of their stuff. Object 47, all you know, stuff they've done the last decade, I think, has been really good. Here's some very old stuff. This is Crime with their song If Looks Could Kill. Some new Warriors with Best Fear, Worst Fantasy.
have any children. I hope that they have many, many. In the name of a God I don't believe in, save our bodies without apology. I think you're asking all the wrong questions. No regret is unforgiving.
That was some brand new Warriors, Best Fear, Worst Fantasy, off their new album. And I haven't played Toys That Kill in a while. I can't remember the last time I played Toys That Kill. So let's fix that. Here's Times We Can't Let Go.
In the days you never know.
Toys That Kill with Times We Can't Let Go. And here's some Future Virgins with their song Gravity. That was Gravity by the Future Virgins, and here are the Nightbirds with their song Killer Wave.
The sun runs down, the echoes, the covers, everything in sight. The killing
right, that was the Nightbirds with Killer Waves. And next up, I've got Pink Mink with their song Ginger Wolf. With their song Ginger Wolf. And next up, here's their song Sister by Middle Children.
Tell me, am I?
Yeah, that was Sister by Middle Children, and this has been K-Punk number 164, which means the next podcast, 165, will be an all-covers podcast, because if it ends in 5, it's an all-covers podcast. So look for that in a few weeks. Until then, I've got one more song for you. This is SoCal off their Lisa Marie Airplane Tour album. This is Westerly Direction. You guys take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye, World Wide Web.